I told the 8 o'clock service this morning that I know two Cantonese words.
我今朝早喺早堂同當時嘅會眾講，我淨係得識得兩個廣東話字。
早晨。And what was the other one? 多謝。That's right. That's three. I know a couple. 早頭 as well. Ping on. They're peace. So I am glad to be here this morning. It's good to see this part of the family, of the church family, I never get to see very often.
我高興今朝能夠嚟到呢一度，同各位唔係成日都見到呢一個教會屬靈嘅家嘅一部分嚟見面。
In English service, we usually say, "May the peace of the Lord be with you."
喺英文堂嘅時候，我哋成日都話願神嘅平安嚟到大家當中。
And in the congregation, usually responds to you as well as to you or something like that, right?
英文堂嘅會眾佢哋都話願平安都係歸俾你。
So if we could try that, I could say may the peace of the Lord be with you and as same to you. Thank you. Yes. So let's try that. May the peace of the Lord be with you. Oh, okay. Thank you.
I was hoping for
Chinese, but
yeah. So, 我哋應該翻譯呢一句嘅。
Ping on. Our English congregation has been walking through the Gospel of John over the last little while.
英文堂嘅會眾喺最近一段時間都係一齊研讀約翰福音。
And when we first started this sermon series, the question that was asked was why the Gospel of John?
當我哋初初開始呢一個嘅系列嘅時候，我哋都問一個問題：點解要睇約翰福音呢？
And that's a fair question.
呢一個係一個好嘅問題。
And it's partly because when we look at the world around us, there is a lot of evil and there's a lot of dark presence.
其中嘅原因係因為我哋睇到我哋身邊嘅世界入面，我哋見到都仲係有好多嘅罪惡同埋黑暗喺當中。
Human history is filled with dissension, hate, and death.
人類嘅歷史係充滿咗紛爭、仇恨同埋死亡。
And living in and under those conditions can often lead to a place of despair and hopelessness.
而居住喺咁樣嘅環境之下，會令到我哋好多時都會有絕望。
We are in desperate times of gospel.
我哋而家系非常之需要呢一个大喜嘅信息。
We are in desperate times of needing good news.
我哋系相当之需要呢一个好嘅信息。
So a few weeks ago in the English service, we looked at John chapter 1, verses 35 to 51, where Jesus calls his first disciples.
喺几个礼拜之前，我哋喺英文堂嗰度睇到约翰福音第一章35至51节，耶稣喺嗰度呼召咗佢第一批嘅门徒。
We learn through this passage that when Jesus calls, two things in our lives begin to change.Our identity and our agenda.
我哋學到喺嗰個嘅經文入面，耶穌係叫我哋要改變我哋生命入面嘅其中兩樣嘢。第一就係我哋嘅身份，第二就係我哋嘅計劃。
Following Jesus means that there is a death that takes place.
跟隨主即係代表有死亡喺當中。
A death to our old identities, our old names, and a death to our old plans.
呢一個死亡係講緊我哋舊嘅身份、我哋舊嘅名同埋我哋舊嘅計劃都係已經逝去。
We take on new identities, new names, and new plans.
我哋有新嘅身份、新嘅名同埋新嘅計劃。
We do this because we follow Jesus.
我哋咁樣做係因為我哋跟隨耶穌。
But we are confronted with the question, what is it that God needs to do when it comes to our agendas and our identities and our names as we daily make a choice to follow Jesus?
有一個要問有一個問題，就係我哋選擇咗跟隨耶穌啦。究竟我哋又有新嘅計劃，我哋有新嘅身份，神喺我哋當中有啲乜嘢係做緊嘅咧
？When I was a teenager, I lived in Hong Kong for a number of years.
當我係仲係少年嘅時候，我喺香港住過幾年。
So it may surprise you that I have no language skills, no Cantonese skills. Many of you might be wondering, you lived in Hong Kong for a number of years, why can't you speak any Cantonese?
可能大家都好驚訝，點解我喺香港住過，但係唔係好識講廣東話
？That is a fair question.
呢個係一個好好嘅問題。
Come and talk to me after service.
崇拜完咗之後同我講啊。
I also lived in the United States in a state called Michigan.
我亦都喺美國住過，喺密歇根州住過。
In a small town called Grand Rapids.
喺一個叫 Grand Rapids 嘅小鎮入面住過。
And my father, we were there because my father was pursuing further studies at Calvin Theological Seminary.
我哋喺嗰度住係因為我嘅爸爸喺嗰度讀神學。
Now I did not have many friends in Grand Rapids.
我喺 Grand Rapids 嗰度唔係好多朋友嘅啫。
But there was one incident I remember with three other friends that I had. We were running around in this swimming pool, and I fell into the deeper end of this pool.
但我記得有一次咧，我同三個朋友喺一個泳池邊個玩，喺度玩下玩下嘅時候，我跌咗落去個泳池，仲要係深水嘅嗰一邊。
Now, if you know me at all, I cannot swim.
如果你識我嘅話，你知道我係唔識游水嘅。
I don't remember much, but I do remember my friends panicking and running around the pool, and then next thing I knew, I was underneath the waters and I blacked out.
我唔係記得好多嘅細節嘅，即係但我知道有幾位朋友佢哋喺側邊一路跑嚟跑去，好驚咁樣嚟到去求救，跟住我就沉咗落水下面，跟住我就暈咗啦。
When I was awake again, I was surrounded by my three friends who had saved my life.
當我醒翻嘅時候，我就有三位朋友就喺我身邊，知道佢哋係將我喺水入面救翻出嚟。
By all accounts, I had drowned, and I did not have any capacity to save myself.
我當時係浸親，而我亦都冇能力係救翻自己嘅。
And so I am thankful for my three friends that day who jumped into the swimming pool, saved my life, and brought me to safety.
所以我係相當之感激嗰三位朋友跳落水將我救翻上嚟。
Now this morning, our passage takes us to a familiar story in John chapter 2, verses 1 to 11.
今朝早我哋睇一个相当之大家熟悉嘅故事，就系约翰福音第二章一至到十一节。
This is a story of Jesus turning water into wine.
呢一个就系耶稣将水变成酒嘅事迹。
Now Jesus and his disciples, as well as his mother Mary, was invited to this special occasion.
在这件事里面，耶稣和他的门徒还有他的母亲玛利亚都是获邀请去一个特别的场合。
Now, at the time of the ancient Mediterranean world, wedding celebrations lasted 7 days.
在古代的地中海婚礼，一个婚礼是需时成七日那么长的。
And guests at this, at weddings were generally connected by a social network.
在这个的在婚宴上面的宾客通常都是在社会上面有一些的联系。
So like friends and relatives.
他们可能是朋友，也可能是亲戚。
So depending on the wealth of the family, entire towns could have been invited to this wedding.
所以视乎这个的主人家他们有几么富有，有可能是整个城市的人都是请上去的。
So what happens at this wedding?
那究竟在这个婚礼上面发生什么事呢？
Well, they ran out of wine.
他们没有酒饮了。
And this was a big problem because weddings in the ancient Mediterranean world was not just about two people getting married, but it was about two families coming together.
这个是一个很大的问题来的，因为在古代的婚礼上面不是两个人的事，而是两个家族的事。
To run out of wine would have been a great disgrace, a great embarrassment. But more than that, it would have caused both families to have a loss of honor and status and face.In the community.
不夠酒飲除了是一件尷尬的事之外，也都有可能令到兩個家族他們是蒙羞，也都在這個社會上面失去了地位。
And so Jesus steps in and he begins to do a miracle.
而耶穌就在這個時候介入，也都行了一個神跡。
John the writer of the gospel says this, This is the first of his miraculous signs Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee. He thus revealed his glory and his disciples put their faith in him.
约翰是这样记载这件事的，这是耶稣所行的第一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，他显出了自己的荣耀，他的门徒就信了他。
Let's talk about the word sign.
我们在这里讲一下这个的神迹，这个象征，这个的迹象，这个的象征。
In John's gospel, this word has significance.
在这个的希腊里面，在这个的约翰福音里面，这个字是相当之重要的。
And in Greek, the word sign refers to a distinguishing mark or a signal.
在希腊文里面，这个字是有象征、有迹象的意义。
And so the way that John is using the word signs is meant to point us towards something beyond the actual signs themselves.
所以约翰在这里用到 sign, 用到象征这个字来到去表达的时候，不是只是看这个表象，而是看这个表象背后的意义。
So what are the signs pointing to?
究竟这个的表象 是想讲什么呢？
This is what we're going to try to discover this morning.
这个是我们今早想讲的事情。
And so there are three headings that are found in our story.
在今天我们想讲的这个的事迹里面有三个部分。
The first heading is called New Wine at a Wedding.
第一个部分就是在婚宴上面的新酒。
Now, for us to appreciate the significance of our story this morning, we need to turn to the Old Testament.
要明白今日我哋睇呢件事嘅象征意义咧，我哋先要睇翻旧约圣经。
In the Old Testament, there were a group of God's people called the Israelites.
喺呢个旧约圣经入面咧，神嘅选民就系以色列人。
And God would give them commands. They either obeyed them and be blessed, or they disobeyed and received the due consequences of their disobedience.
神系俾一啲嘅命令，俾一啲嘅诫命佢哋，佢哋一系就系听，然之后得到祝福；一系就系唔听，然之后系面对咗一啲嘅后果。
God loved His people.
神系爱佢嘅子民。
So much so that He sent these people called prophets.
佢好爱佢嘅子民，所以差派咗先知去到佢嘅人当中。
You may know some of these prophets in the Old Testament, people like Isaiah and Jeremiah and Obadiah and Jonah, etc., etc.
你可能都听过好多呢啲先知嘅名噶，例如系以赛亚、耶利米啊、俄巴底亚、约拿等等。
A prophet was to speak exactly what God spoke.
一个先知佢所讲嘅说话就系神佢嘅说话。
Nothing less and nothing more.
唔会加多，亦都唔会减少。
Their role was to call the people back to God.
佢哋嘅佢哋嘅嗰个嘅岗位就系要将要叫人翻返去神身边。
To warn people, what would happen if they continued to consistently rebel and disobey and walk away from God?
警告人，如果佢哋系继续唔听神嘅说话，离开神嘅话，佢哋会面对啲咩后果？
Second Chronicles chapter 24 verse 19 says, The Lord sent prophets to the people to bring them back to him. The prophets told the people what they were doing wrong, but the people would not listen.
在历代志下24章19节那里讲到，但神仍显先知到他们那里，引导他们归向耶和华。这先知警戒他们，他们却不肯听。
And we see this pattern in the Old Testament happen over and over and over again.
我哋见到呢一个循环喺旧约圣经入面不断咁样重复。
God's people would disobey God.
神嘅子民唔听神嘅话。
God's heart would be broken.
神好伤心。
Only for God to send the people a prophet. The prophet then would speak God. The prophet then would speak what God would tell him to speak.
跟住神就派先知去到啲人当中讲神想呢个先知讲嘅说话。
The people then usually recognize what they've done wrong。
跟住啲人就知道佢哋做错咗啲乜嘢嘢。
And then they would come back to God。
然之后佢哋翻返去神身边。
Now a few weeks ago, when our family finished voting, I took Caleb for a small walk。
喺几个礼拜之前，我哋一家几口去投完票之后，我就同阿 Caleb 去散步。
So if you don't know who Caleb is, that is my son.
如果你唔知道 Caleb 系边个嘅话，佢系我个仔。
He's usually running around outside.
佢通常喺外面跑嚟跑去嘅。
So Caleb, when I went for a walk, and there was an area in this in the area that we were walking where it was a little bit dangerous, and I told my son, don't go there.
当我同阿 Caleb 散步嘅时候，我话俾我见到有一笪地方可能对于 Caleb 嚟讲有啲危险，所以我同佢仔讲唔好行埋去。
Can anyone guess what he did?
大家估唔估到佢做咗啲咩咧？
Yeah, he went there.
佢照样行咗埋去。
He went to the area where I told him not to go.
佢行咗埋去一个我叫佢唔好去嘅地方。
He didn't listen to my warning.
佢冇听到我嘅警告。
And he ended up hitting his head on this metal railing.
跟住佢就冚咗个头埋去嗰一个金属嘅栏杆嗰度。
Immediately, he began to cry.
跟住佢即刻喊。
And he started coming running back to me.
跟住佢就跑翻翻嚟我身边啦。
This image is the kind of image that I see when I think about the prophet's role.
喺呢一度我就谂得到究竟先知佢哋嘅工作，佢哋嘅角色系乜嘢
？Warn the people.
警告人。
Redirect them to the right way.
带佢哋翻翻去正路。
To God's way.
呢个神嘅路。
Now one of the prophets.That God had sent to His people was a man by the name of Hosea.
其中一位先知就是何西亚。
And this is what God said through Hosea.
这个就是神这样跟何西亚讲的。
When that day comes, says the Lord, you will call me my husband. I will make you my wife forever, showing you righteousness and justice, unfailing love and compassion. I will be faithful to you and make you mine, and you will finally know me as the Lord.
耶和華說，那日你必稱呼我醫師，不再稱呼我巴力，我必聘你永遠歸我為妻，以仁義、公平、慈愛、憐憫聘你歸我。
You see, there is judgment and there is consequence for the disobedience of God's people.
大家見得到，神嘅子民唔聽神嘅話嘅時候，係會有呢一個嘅審判喺呢一度。
But there is always restoration.
但係都係有一個修復復和嘅時候。
And here God is promising after destruction and after judgment that He will come back to His people.
但係呢個神係承諾。在这个拆毁和这个审判之后，神是会回来。
And so the image here in Hosea chapter 2 is the image of a wedding.
而在何西亚书第二章这里就是一个婚礼这样的图画。
God is the groom and his people is the bride.
神就是这个新郎，而他的人就是这个新娘。
And wine is a picture of peace.
为什么在这个酒就是这个平安的一个图画。
When you are at war, when you are fighting, there is no way to take care of a vineyard.
当你打仗的时候，你是不可能去打理这个葡萄园。
And it takes a vineyard several years to grow and make good wine.
葡萄是要用几年时间才生长到，跟着才可以酿到好的酒的。
A wedding then with new wine is a picture of God coming back to his people. It is an image of restoration. It is an image of peace.
在这个婚礼里面，当有新的酒出现的时候，就是代表了神是回去他的人那里，这个就是一个复活的一个象征。
So back to John chapter 2.
回去约翰福音第二章。
Why is Jesus at a wedding?
为什么耶稣会在这个婚礼上面呢？
What is really going on here?
究竟这里发生着什么事呢？
The second heading is called New Creation.
第二个部分就是这个新的创作。
Jesus' act of turning water into wine is not simply a miraculous act.
耶稣将水变成酒不是只是一个神迹那么简单。
This miraculous moment in John chapter 2 parallels with an Old Testament passage, Genesis 1.
在这个事迹也是跟这个创世纪第一章那里是相类似的。
And it says, In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters.
在那里说，起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
In Genesis 1, God created the heavens and the earth. But God created ex nihilo, which means out of nothing.
在这个创世纪第一章那里，神是创造了天地，但是神是从没有什么都没有的情况之下来到创造了天地。
God created the heavens and the earth out of nothing.
神是从没有来到开始创造到有天有地。
And in John 2, we see Jesus standing before the waters, just as God hovered above the waters in Genesis 1, and then he creates wine.
在这个约翰福音第二章，我们看到耶稣在这个水缸前面，用在这个水面上来到行的这个神迹。
Does anybody know what the key ingredient to making wine is?
大家知不知道做酒的最重要材料是什么呢？
What is the key ingredient?
什么是最重要材料啊？
What's that in Chinese?
太子。
太子？ Yeah. Grapes, yes.
是的，没错，就是太子了。
Grapes.
葡萄。
So the key ingredient to making any sort of wine is grapes.
在这个做酒的最重要的材料就是葡萄。
But church, there are no grapes in our story.
但是在这个事迹里面我们见不到有任何的葡萄。
Jesus had no grapes.
耶稣当时也是没有葡萄。
He had no grapes to make wine.
他没有葡萄来做酒。
He created ex nihilo.
他就是从没有来到做到有新酒出来。
And so what we see Jesus doing is that he is doing what the Father in creation is doing.
我们见得到耶稣在这里做的事就是跟父神一样，就是在创世纪里创造天地一样。
And so the question that I am asking is, what is Jesus pointing to?
我在这里想问大家的问题是，究竟耶稣在这里 这个事迹是指向什么呢？
Is Jesus pointing to a new creation?
究竟耶稣是不是指向一个新的创造呢？
Is Jesus standing before the water of our lives, making something out of nothing?
究竟现在耶稣是不是站在我们生命的这个水的前面，来到重补，来到做一些新的创造出来呢？
The third heading is called New Cleansing.
第三个部分叫新的洁净。
Jesus chose to use the six stone jar, water jars that are usually specifically used for ceremonial washing.
耶稣拣了六个石的水缸来到去行这个神迹，而这些水缸通常都是用来做一个洁净礼的。
But why those jars specifically?
但为什么一定要用这些水缸呢？
Well, ceremonial washing was a very important ritual tradition for the Jews historically, especially in the Old Testament.
这个洁净礼对于犹太人的社会来讲是相当重要，尤其是在这个旧约时代。
They washed so that they can be cleansed from anything that would have caused them to be considered unclean.
因为这个洁净是可以将他们从任何会令到他们被视为不洁的事情洗干净，变回洁净。
But it wasn't just about the physical act of taking a bath.
但这个不是只是冲凉那么简单。
The physical act of washing was pointing to an inward reality of the washing of the heart.
这个洁净的过程其实是指向大家内心的那个洁净。
Coming before a holy God washed and purified.
我们去到神这个圣洁的神面前，我们要洗干净。
So Jesus fills these stone jars with water, and then he changes it to wine.
而耶稣就将这些洁净礼用的石的水缸注满水，然后将这些水变成酒。
And so the question is this, what is Jesus saying about being cleansed, not with water, but with wine, with new wine?
咁究竟耶稣喺度讲紧啲乜嘢咧？点解呢个洁净系用酒唔系用水咧
？Jesus is saying this。
耶稣系讲紧呢样嘢。
In Christ, God has come to rescue His bride。
喺基督里面，神就系嚟拯救佢嘅辛苦。
In Christ, God has come to make something out of nothing。
喺基督入面，神就系从冇嚟到去创造新嘅出嚟。
In Christ, there is new cleansing, there is new washing.
在基督里面是有一个新的洁净。
And so earlier we asked, what are the signs of this miraculous water into wine moment pointing to?
我们要问一个根本的问题是，究竟这个神迹是指向什么呢？
Well, before we get to that, we still need to look at the problem. The problem was that the host ran out of wine.
但我们答这个问题之前，我们要先看回在那个情况是什么，就是个主人家不够酒喝。
And Jesus' mom, Mary, comes to her son and tells him they have no more wine.
在这个时候，耶稣的母亲就是这个玛利亚来到耶稣身边告诉他，他们不够酒喝。
And Jesus' response to his mom is an interesting one. He says, what does this have to do with me, woman?
在这里耶稣的回答是这个是跟我有什么关系呢妇人
He says, my hour has not yet come.
他说我的时候还没到。
Now reading this with our contemporary eyes, it sounds like Jesus' response to his mom was a very rude response.
如果我们用今天的角度来看这个经文的话，我们看到耶稣是不是很没有礼貌地来到向他的母亲来说呢？
Anybody here a mother?
大家当中有几多位是母亲来的呢？
Yes.
Hi.
Does your children refer to you as woman?
你的小孩哥会不会叫你做妇人呢？
No, right? Generally, it's mommy.
不会的嘛，通常都是叫你做妈咪。
Or mama.
或者妈妈。
Right? Those are affectionate terms.
这些都是表达爱的一个称呼。
But believe it or not, the term woman used by Jesus was actually a term of affection.
但是在当时的情景里面，耶稣用到这个妇人的称呼，其实是一个表达爱的称呼来的。
It is not a term of disrespect.
这个不是一个不敬的称呼。
But of respect.
而是一个相当之尊敬的称呼来的。
And so the contemporary equivalent for woman at this time would be sir or ma'am.
在现代的角度来看，这个妇人的称呼在现代的角度来看就是阁下。
And so the key is when Jesus says to his mother, my hour has not yet come.
个重点是耶稣对他的母亲说我的时候还没到。
And the word hour is an important word to John, and it is essential throughout the entire Gospel of John.
而對於約翰來說，這個時候是一個相當重要的一個名詞，所以他在這個約翰福音裡面不斷這樣用到。
The word hour is generally used to refer to the death of Jesus on the cross.
通常時候在約翰福音裡面都是指向耶穌釘在十字架犧牲的那個時刻。
And so Jesus says this over and over again up until John chapter 12.
耶稣在这个约翰福音里面不断地提到这个时候这个字，但是只是去到这个约翰福音第十二章。
And so for Jesus to say, my hour has not yet come, he means that the pinnacle moment by which he was called to his death is not fully arrived just yet, but it has started.
在耶稣他这样讲说我的时候还没到，其实他是说他钉上十字架受死这个的时刻还没去到，但是这个过程已经开始。
So Jesus stopped saying this phrase, my hour has not yet come at John 12.
耶稣去到这个约翰福音第十二章之后就没有再说我的时候未到了。
Because John 12 marks the beginning of the end of his life.
因为呢这个的约翰福音第十二章是预示了耶稣这个钉十字架的整件事的一个序幕。
It was the beginning of Palm Sunday.
这个是中之主日的开始。
And here Jesus says the hour has come.
在这里耶稣就是说这个的时候已经到了。
It is time for him to die.
这个就是他要去死的一个的时候了。
Now before his death,This water into wine miracle is a sign of what was to come.
而在耶稣死之前，这个将水变成酒这个事迹就是预示了他即将会见到的事。
It was a sign of Jesus offering his life for the world.
这个预示了耶稣即将他会献上他的生命给这个世界。
It was a sign of Jesus' blood shed for the sin of the world.
也是预示了耶稣会为这个世界的罪恶来到去流血。
It was a sign of Jesus' blood in the new covenant. It is the new wine.
这个就是耶稣，就是这个立新约的血，这个就是那个新的酒了。
You see, the miracle at Cana points to the miracle of the cross.
大家可以见到这个在加拿入面发生的这个神迹，就是指向在十字架上面那个神迹了。
And the good news is this, that God is making something out of nothing by his resurrection and death.
而这个第一个信息就是神透过他的这个的钉十字架和死亡来到去将从没有来到创造到有。
Because church, we have nothing.
因为我们什么都没有。
We cannot rescue ourselves.
我们不可以拯救我们自己。
We cannot work to gain life eternal.
我们不可以自己来到去得到永生。
We cannot make something, anything out of anything.
我哋唔可以从冇从空虚混沌嚟到做一啲嘢出嚟。
Only God can make something out of nothing.
只有神先至可以从空虚混沌做一啲嘢出嚟。
And what should our response be?
我哋嘅回应应该系乜嘢咧？
Well, the Christian response and posture is to fall on our knees and to surrender.
作为一个基督徒，我们的回应应该是我们要屈膝在神面前，然后将我们要放下我们自己。
To open our hands to receive the gift of new life.
我们要打开我们的双手来到去接受这个新的生命的这个的恩赐。
Our response should be, Jesus, I am a sinner and do not deserve the love of God, but I choose to drink the new wine, the blood of Jesus shed for me.
我们要讲的是耶稣，我是一个罪人，我不配得这个神的爱，但是我选择了喝这个新的酒，这个的耶稣为我而流的宝血。
And why should this be our response?
为什么这个要是我们的回应呢？
Because we have no grapes.
因为我们没有葡萄。
We have nothing.
我们什么都没有。
We cannot save ourselves.
我们不可以拯救我们自己。
And this is good news.
而这个就是大喜的信息。
Because we have someone who has already made a way.
因为我们已经有神来到为我们开路。
Here's my question for us to consider this morning.
以下下来是我想给大家去思考的问题。
How many of us need God to make something out of nothing in our lives?
有多少人需要神在我们的生命里面从空虚混沌来做一些新的事出来呢？
Some of us here this morning are desperate for Jesus to come into our lives and make something out of nothing.
我哋当中可能有啲弟兄姊妹，有人系需要神嚟到我哋生命当中，从冇做到有。
We are desperate for God to make us new。
我哋好需要神嚟到令到我哋更新。
We are desperate for God to restore us。
我哋好需要神嚟到去重建我哋。
We are desperate for God to forgive us。
我哋好需要神嚟到去饶恕我哋。
And perhaps that is you this morning.
咁呢一个可能系你可能今朝早呢一个就系你啦。
But maybe some of you have made the decision to follow Jesus.
可能大家当中都会有人系决定咗跟随耶稣。
You understand that Jesus has died for you on the cross and forgiven your sins, but you struggle to follow Jesus in obedience when it comes to baptism.
你可能已经明白到神系钉喺耶稣系钉喺十字架上面为我哋嘅罪嚟，亦都系饶恕咗我哋嘅罪。但系你系好有挣扎，系冇去决定到透过受洗嚟到去跟随耶稣。
You don't want to make your following of Jesus public just yet.
你唔想向世界，你咁唔想向众人嚟到去宣示你系跟随紧耶稣。
Why is that?
点解咧？
I think it's because we've made baptism to be some kind of Christian graduation.
因为有时我们视这个受浸受洗是一个基督徒的毕业礼。
Some of us here in the sanctuary might be thinking, I have surrendered and given my life to Jesus. I believe he has forgiven me, but I'm not ready for baptism yet.
当中可能有弟兄姊妹咁样谂噶，我已经系将我嘅生命献俾耶稣啦，而我亦都相信佢系饶恕咗我嘅罪，但系我仲未准备好受洗。
This line of thinking doesn't make any sense。
咁样嘅思考嘅方式系唔合逻辑噶。
Did you know that at the end of the Gospel of Mark, it is actually said, "Believe and be baptized"?
在这个马可福音里面是讲到这个的信主和受洗。
There's that word and that joins faith and baptism together.
当中是将这个的信心和这个的受浸连起了的。
You see, when you give your life to Jesus Christ, it is all grace.
大家要知道你将你的生命全然献上给神的时候，这个是一个全然的救恩。
And what we are doing when we enter into the baptismal tank is saying, I am a sinner. I need to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I love him. I will follow him all the days of my life.
当你行落水的时候，你是要讲我是一个罪人，我需要透过耶稣基督的宝血来到去洁净我，我爱他，亦都我愿意跟随他。
But what we have done is we've made it to say, yes, grace is real and it is true, but I have to make myself holy. I have to make myself clean and become a super Christian so that I can graduate and get into the baptismal tank.
但是成日听到的就 是我知道这个的救恩是真实的，但是我需要自洁，我需要令到自己圣洁，我需要洁净自己成为一个超级的基督徒，跟着我才有资格走下去这个浸池。
That is not gospel.
这个不是福音。
That is not good news.
这个不是好的消息。
The Bible says that nobody could ever attain to that.
圣经讲到没有人可以做到这样的。
We fall short every single time.
我哋每一次都系争一啲先做到。
And maybe this is you.
呢一个可能就系你。
Maybe this morning you need to be saying, "Yes, Lord, I have given my life to you. I will follow you, and not to pick and choose what area of my life I give to you. I surrender to you, but all of it, I will publicly declare this."
喺呢一度，你可能要同神讲，系啊，主啊。我是将我的生命全年交给你，我会跟随你，而不是选择我生命哪一个部分来去献给你。我是要去公开这样来到去向众人来到讲。
If that is you this morning, my encouragement to you would be to talk to Pastor Peter or Pastor Ram or Pastor Norman about making that choice to follow Jesus in obedience in baptism.
如果你今朝有咁样谂嘅话，你应该阵间同蔡牧师、黄牧师或者系唐牧师嚟到讲下，你要选择去透过受浸嚟到去宣示你对呢个嘅耶稣嘅嗰个你系跟从耶稣。
Some people in this room might actually be thinking, I'm only talking to young people.
有当中有一啲嘅弟兄姊妹可能以为我只不过系同年轻人嚟到去讲。
I am not.
我唔系。
Maybe we hear, maybe some people here in this room are weary and heavy in heart, feeling the weight of your sin.
當中可能有人係今朝係覺得呢一個嘅心好沉重 ，feel 呢個感覺到呢一個嘅罪惡係點樣去纏繞住我哋嘅心。
And you need to be reminded of the forgiveness of God.
你需要時刻都要知道呢一個嘅神嘅救贖，呢一個嘅饒恕係乜嘢嘢。
If that is you this morning, would you come and thank God for His forgiveness?
如果你係咁樣諗嘅話，希望你今朝都可以去感謝神佢俾你嘅呢一個嘅饒恕。
God invites you.
神係邀請你
to repent for whatever it is in your life and ask God.To fill you with His presence, His freedom and love of His Holy Spirit once again.
去为你生命的过去来到去悔改，叫神的灵再一次来到去充满你。